Nowadays, almost all the aspects of human life are driven by information. Hence, it has become imperative to protect useful information from malicious activities, such as attacks. There are dozens of different types of attacks that have been developed against different types of crypto systems with varying levels of effectiveness. Some are easily understandable, while others may require an advanced degree in mathematics to comprehend. One attack against a number of different cryptographic methods is called the known plaintext attack, or KPA. During known plaintext attacks, the attacker has an access to the ciphertext and its corresponding plaintext. His goal is to guess the secret key, or a number of secret keys, or to develop an algorithm which would allow him to decrypt any further messages. Known plaintext attacks were commonly used during the Second World War to break the cryptography used with the Enigma cipher. It was easier to break this cipher if one had a little bit of the plaintext to work with. Another type of attack is called ciphertext-only attacks. During ciphertext-only attacks, the attacker has access to a number of encrypted messages. He has no idea what the plaintext data or the secret key may be. The goal is to recover as many plaintext messages as possible or to guess the secret key. After discovering the encryption key, it will be possible to break all the other messages which have been encrypted by this key. If the attacker knows the ciphertext and the algorithm, they may use the brute force attack. During the brute force attack, the intruder tries all possible keys or passwords and checks which one of them returns the correct plaintext. For breaking ciphers using brute force attacks, very fast, specially designed supercomputers are often used. They are owned by big research laboratories or government agencies, and they contain tens of hundreds of processors. Alternatively, large networks of thousands of regular computers working together may be used to break the same cipher.